This is the big part. It's so simple. Probably you think it was stupid, but the act of trusting your gut instincts with no purpose of direction other than I'm going to go to this area, this little like gut instinct of just pushing in some direction is what really channels it and really helps, because that's what will cue you in life.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am back in Santa Monica celebrating incredible people here in the LA Tech community, where I am born and raised, and so proud that we become the third largest startup city in the world. Yes. And today we have JD. JD has a dual identity. He has his own company, and then he also is the co-lead on Startup Grind, which he will get into. JD, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Woo, woo. My name is JD Salbago.
And he's eating pixie sticks.
I don't know if you can hear it coming on mic, but I figure I'd take advantage of this opportunity. I am also a native, born and raised here. I love LA. It is my heart, my soul, my blood. I do have a second place, which is Miami, but LA is number one. I was born and raised here, and I have a digital strategy and executive on-demand consulting agency called Legion Ventures, which is within music, entertainment, and brands. And then on the consulting side, we work with a lot of entertainment startups to basically leverage our entertainment experience, knowledge, Rolodex, and all that stuff to bring a very high level of expertise. And then because I'm so in love with the startup community and tech community in LA, I am co-director of Google Startup Grind in the Hollywood chapter. So our specialty there, along with my partners, is to basically bridge the gap between entertainment, media, fashion, music, industry, the traditional industry, and bridging the gap between startups and tech, and kind of merging both those communities and everyone to help fuel this kind of ecosystem there, because no one's really tapped into Hollywood that much, and we're just really inspired by it, you know?
And how many directors are there?
There is three of us. Jamila Jackson is the director. I am the co-director, and then the marketing director is Jason Bergman.
I mean, it's a huge endeavor. Now, why do the three of you take this on? First of all, actually, before we even get into that, why is it important for us, the community, to go to a Startup Grind event?
Because if you don't, I'm going to track you down and feather and tar you. But no, it's really important. I mean, if you care about entrepreneurism or technology, which I assume most of the listeners will, it's very important, because what Startup Grind as a whole is a global platform for entrepreneurs. So we create, you know, experiential events with successful founders, executives, and just people within the industries to share their experience, their strengths, their hopes, things they failed at, all the great stuff. And through this community and our events, we provide people who attend it resources, connections, inspiration, one-on-one experiences, meeting people that potentially they could be mentors in the future. They potentially already know this person and look up to them. They meet other like-minded people who are cut from the same cloth, which are entrepreneurs, you know, technologists, founders, creatives, anyone above who has an interest in being a part of this community. So basically, we put this on to help people grow and accomplish their goals and dreams. People who come to it want to accomplish something in life, and that's why they're here.
Tell me about Startup Grind. What is it? Like, where was it created? Is it LA-based?
Startup Grind was based in San Francisco, and that's where it was started. They are a global platform for entrepreneurs.
And you're the co-director of Startup Grind Hollywood chapter, right?
Yes.
And they have chapters all over the world.
Around. Yeah.
Do you know how many?
Oh, I forget. You go on their website. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like insane. Yeah. I think right here in LA, there's like five.
Yeah.
Just right here. Like,
I think
they have
South
a downtown.
Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a Silicon Beach one. Yeah. I think they have one in downtown. There's another one in San. I mean, they're like everywhere.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a bunch of, you know, startup tech people who produce these events to fuel their own communities within their cities and stuff. So again, we provide a platform for learning. We provide a for entrepreneurs and founders or any creative. We have a platform to network and meet people and connect that can help you with your goals. A platform to have resources as well to find different like services you might need of people coming there, whether it's programming, whether it's marketing, whether it's any kind of project management, investors, and all that stuff.
And what kind of support does Startup Grind headquarters give people like you becoming directors of local chapters? Mm-hmm.
The support they provide, the whole back end project management. So all the software with all for our ticketing and stuff like that, also with our analytics. They give us the whole email blast and everything, that whole, just the whole project management to run events, which is nice.
Yeah.
And then they help, they do all the assets that we need, at least the main assets for Startup Guy and that brand. And like, for instance, this May is Women Founders Month, the Women Empowerment, right?
Right.
So, which I'll talk about. We have a great speaker for our chapter in Hollywood. We have Karen Civil, who's like influencer, a digital entrepreneur and author, has a marketing company, does a lot of stuff for like the Empire TV show, has worked with Lil Wayne, has her own, an author, complete entrepreneur, complete hustler. So they do all the collateral assets they put together. So they give us all the templates, whether it's PSE, we just insert and design. If we need anything else, any help reaching any sponsors or this and that, they'll help support that as well.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I've been to Startup Grind events. I've met the founder of Startup Grind. I think it's a really rad organization. They have this global event that happens, I believe, once a year. Then they do this big LA conference as well, Startup Grind LA. And it's just a really cool organization that I'm proud to share. I've flown to San Francisco to go to their main event. It's really, really great. And Startup Grind Hollywood is relatively new in the past year, right?
Yep. July.
And
just in July.
And what inspired you to want to be a part of it? I mean, it's a lot of responsibility to put these events together.
It is. It is. Well, funny enough, you know, okay, this is great. And you are going to love this, and you don't even know this.
I'm excited.
My partner, Jamila Jackson, who was already on here, guess what?
What?
We met volunteering at one of your things.
Shut up!
I swear to God.
Shut up!
Yep. Last year, the big
I do love that.
Tech Day LA in
no
last,
way.
What was it, September convention?
Get out!
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
this is
met.
What I live for.
See? Because of you... Hollywood has a destination finally. It's all because of her. Seriously.
Dude, that's great. That makes me feel so good.
Like
I did not
I knew you'd
know
like that.
That.
I totally like spaced. I'm like, wait. I'm like, oh my God. This, you know.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Oh
so
my gosh.
We met there.
Yeah.
And then I think she had told me she had started or whatever, and I forgot what, but I actually had started something.
Yeah.
I basically created a company called the Hollywood Tech Network, doing exactly what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Launched a website, built all the decks, built the board of advisor.
Yeah.
We were going to take it to a next level and start in 4 years, make an incubator out of it, raise a fund.
Yeah.
I got really busy with my other stuff, put on hold. And then she started being like, hey, can you help me?
Yeah.
You want a partner?
And she's such a sweetheart.
She is. Yeah. And I just was slammed and she was persistent. And then at the beginning of this year or so, you know, we made plans to let me revisit and see if I can handle it.
Yeah.
And then it all came together.
So, tell me more about, let's dive into a bit about your company and then how you make time and why it's important to give so much of your time to Startup Grind Hollywood and kind of the impact that you've created thus far being involved.
So our company doing digital strategy, and I keep it very general. Sorry, I'm choking on pixie sticks. I'm like a 5-year-old
I know.
Kid.
I almost am like, maybe it was a bad idea for me to tell him to have pixie sticks while we're recording.
I've literally had like 10 in the past like 2 minutes, and I'm kind of like, anyway, so, you know, I say digital strategy because that's what we do across the board, almost anything digital.
Right.
And we specialize in marketing, social media, which we leverage data on that, obviously, and stuff like that. Branded activations, usually utilizing celebrity content production across the board, whether it's branded, live event, this and that. And then celebrity acquisition and all that stuff. And then the on-demand executive consulting is leveraging all. I've been in the music business and entertainment music since 1999.
Yeah.
And worked with all the major labels. I produced events with NBC.
Yeah.
I've done partnerships with Shazam. Worked with celebrities.
So cool.
When I was 20, I was Snoop Dogg's head engineer.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God.
No.
I swear. Yeah, I started out really young. I have a technical background. I was a recording engineer when I was 17.
That's so crazy.
I just dived in and learned all hands on. So, yeah, we work with different clients. We just did some stuff with Universal Music Group.
Yeah.
Brought in some celebrity like Joe Ellie Randy, which is a big Latin group, like Dandy Aiki. another multi-platinum artist, brought them on the feature, and then we shot the video. My company shot the video in South Beach.
So cool.
Yes, I do stuff like that. I'm working with a company now, which my company might end up working with, but I'm probably going to join the board. They're called Zuzor. You're going to hear about them soon. They're incredible. The technology is incredible. It's experiential. Technology where it's sensor-driven content and stuff. It's really cool stuff. Yeah. So, we worked with some French companies. Les Anges, the top French TV show, and we created the whole... Again, celebrity acquisition, then multi-format content for the TV show, got that written in the script, and then launched the videos, the music, and the music actually hit number one in France on iTunes above the weekend and Sheeran. So we do a lot of stuff like that.
Let's give a bird's eye view related to like LA Tech so people just get a better idea of like who you are in the business world and then why Startup Grind Hollywood was important to you. Like who is your target market for your company and how do you serve them? Mm-hmm. And how can people work with you? And then why was it important to dedicate, quite honestly, a large portion of your time to Startup Grind Hollywood? That's no easy volunteer gig.
No, it's not.
It's like another job.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yes. Well, our customer, like the verticals, is media, entertainment companies, music companies that we can provide marketing content and any kind of consulting to do that. And then any kind of brands, whether it's a Coca-Cola brand or a fashion brand, we can go in there and provide, again, social media marketing, any kind of digital programming, like online stuff, apps, as well as any kind of celebrity branded activations. So like live events, celebrity deals to become a spokesperson, endorsement deals, all sorts of things. We will create a whole program based on that. So those are kind of our customers. And then on the consulting side, all entertainment, fashion, music startups that need this experience and everything.
And where can people find out more about your company?
You can go online, legionventures.biz. That's www.legion, L-E-G-I-O-N, ventures, just like capital, and ventures.biz.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so you have a full-time life.
Yes.
And then you take on this super time-intensive endeavor. Yes. Why?
And I do the walkabouts, too, in the desert.
Talk about the walkabouts, too. Uh-huh. Why not? As you as you have your pixie stick, which is not in alignment with a walkabout. I know about these health walkabouts. I don't think pixie sticks is part of them.
No, they're not really included. But I'm really spiritual. I learned I had a kind of crazy passion in my life in my early 20s. That I needed to, like, really make some major changes and figure things out in a different than you want to just grow. So I continually every day practice prayer and meditation. And I'm still kind of like, I believe in a higher power, but I don't want to say I'm agnostic because I do believe there's something. I have no effing idea what it is, but I know there's a power greater than me. And I see it work through synchronicity and all sorts of crazy stuff. So over the years, you know, I've always been in love with nature. I found when I go out in the desert and I do the walkabouts, like Crocodile Dundee, what I'm doing is seeking. I'm seeking a connection, and through the silence and the space completely on my own in the middle of nowhere, usually in the desert, I can clear the channel, all the noise. Because especially being in business, man, like business is crazy. For any of the entrepreneurs out there, like you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to like make moves, like you got to grow a thick skin.
Right.
Because business is like, it's tough. Every entrepreneur say, you know, you have these big grandiose dreams, like it's going to be this. And then it's like, yo, like, I can talk here for 5 hours about business. But so I go on these walkabouts to clear the noise so I can clear the channel through the energy that I'm connected to in the universe. So I like to clear that channel to keep my intention, the communication of my intention through the universe very pure. So you work a lot, you have life, you have this, you have relationships, it gets busy, it's crazy, I go out there, it's clean, my intentions for my goals, for what I want in my life, what I want to manifest and create is clean and stuff like that. But by seeking, here's the big part, which this is the big part, it's so simple, probably you think it was stupid, but the act of trusting your gut instincts with no purpose of direction other than, I'm going to go to this area, but like, this little practice of like, it's almost like a little children's game. Like, where can I find this little like gut instinct of just pushing in some direction is what really channels it and really helps, because that's what will cue you in life
Your intuition is everything.
I can go on this for, yeah. Sorry. I'm like a real like science.
No,
nerd.
I love it. Your intuition is everything. Yeah. But then between your walkabouts and your full time.
Right. And then now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. You don't have to apologize.
I feel like I'm really amped up. It's the pixie stick.
Obviously, it's the pixie stick. Yeah.
Anyway, so startup grind, I'm just really passionate about it. Really. And I will, you know, I will set aside as much time as I need to focus on that because, number one, I love being a part of the community. Number two, I love helping people and connecting and giving value to people. That's where, where I'm at in my career right now is because people help me.
Yeah.
Without a effing doubt, whether it's a friends or family. You know, I had mentors my whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My whole life I've had mentors, which is a really big thing for, you know, the entrepreneurs out there. Like, find mentors in your life. So I believe in service and giving back. So I like to, I want to be a part of a bigger community, and I want to help fuel a community, not only for my personal gains, which there's a lot of great things with doing these things. You know, a lot of my personal brand goes bigger and, you know, all the ego-based stuff. But it's fulfilling to help people.
Yeah.
And to provide a platform to help people.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
And so, like, what's next for you? Where do you want to go from here in the LA tech space? Like, how do you see your company and your role in Startup Grind? Like, what is the future for you?
The future for me is continually, as far as the business goes, continually providing great value to our customers and continue creating breakthrough kind of campaigns. Or project execution with different companies, you know what I mean? And then as far as Startup Grind, it's to continually build this Hollywood community to really just like the ecosystem in Hollywood's broken, really.
Tell us more, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been broke. I mean, look, Capitol Records just launched, actually they're their first one, so we can almost say they're kind of innovative.
Yeah.
Capitol Records just launched a lab for where they'll help. They're not doing pure... investment into them, but they're doing a lab
it's so
for
funny,
creators.
It's like finally, the music industry is coming
Yo,
around.
I cannot even. I mean, I would look. I was there.
Yeah.
First of all, I was there with Napster. Napster came to all the label. I mean, I was young.
Yeah.
So it was mainly like my friends who were executives, yeah. But I was right there when that shit was happening. Napster came to the labels and wanted a partner. The labels, like usual, and I'm sure friends of mine would say, you know, listen to this and be like, whatever. But they're fucking. Yeah. Excuse my French.
No, it's
this
a podcast.
This is like.
Fuck,
this,
it's fine.
This is like. Sorry. This is like. I came up in the music business, so I'm kind of raw sometimes.
Yeah,
you know
do
what I mean?
It.
Like,
I love it.
That's why when you said when I came in, you're like, oh, you have that Wheeler and Dealer.
Yeah, he's like, honestly, you guys, I felt like he was like an authentic Wheeler and Dealer. Like it's Wheeler and Dealer like communication, but like there's heart behind it.
Mm-hmm. Always
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Napster came to labels when they first started to partner. Labels were like, whatever, we got our CD empire.
Yeah.
And then look what happened, got disrupted. Steve Jobs... Universal tried to launch MP3.com. I actually had produced I used to be a music producer, so I produced the biggest independent artist that they're promoting, Cody Chestnut. I mean, there's so many full circle stories here. And they did not know how to leverage it, and iTunes came around. They knew iTunes was going to do this, and the label still didn't figure it out or try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To create a competitor barrier like all these other new companies nowadays are doing. Like Hallmark has its own incubator, their labs.
Yeah.
Every major company is trying to prevent disruption within their industry.
Right.
So then YouTube started coming around, all these things, and the labels still didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
And guess what happened there?
Yeah.
Disrupted again, tons of money lost.
Yeah.
And gained in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Subscription model, that was being talked about in 2005 and six.
Yeah.
I was in UCLA studying like business management and entertainment. And we were talking about it back then. Like that was going to be the future and this and that. And I was doing some other bigger things, and my head wasn't wrapped around like building a music startup, but they could have done that now. And guess what happens? What is it? 23 billion Spotify.
Totally.
Like, and what is, some of the labels aren't even worth half that, some of the majors.
What's an LA tech, kind of jumping forward, what's an LA tech company or talent that you've come across lately who has really impressed you?
Oh, FabFitFun.
Oh.
Dude, they're like.
I'm a customer.
Are you? Yeah, yeah.
I should be sponsored.
I know. Well, maybe I'll connect you. I'm really close with what's it called, director of product.
I'm an annual customer.
Yeah, yeah. Lucy Liu is a good friend of mine.
I love my FabFitFun.
Yeah,
I wonder if I'm wearing it. No, not right now.
Actually, but... I owe her a reply because she was helping me out with some kind of like...
Tell us what FabFitFun is.
They're printing money in L.A. And like every L.A. startup kind of like hates them.
FabFitFun is like this rad box of all sorts of stuff from jewelry to makeup and just like a curated box, but not just makeup. And it's awesome. You can... If you get an annual membership, you could customize your box. If you have a normal, I think monthly or quarterly, I think it's quarterly membership, you don't have the privilege of customizing your box, but they send you this cool stuff, everything from like exercise stuff to jewelry. And so you're getting hundreds and hundreds of dollars of stuff. I think every season it works out for like a low price. And it's just really cool stuff. Like, I dig it. You know, we don't have mail like we used to. And so I find like it's like a little gift to myself.
It is. That's what a lot of people.
And it's a surprise. And I like that I can customize it.
Yep.
Like, so I can choose colors or I could choose one necklace versus another necklace because I do it annually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, they're great. Yeah. And they launched their content platform, like full content, which eventually they'll probably
I've been
have
on that. I'm not really into it. But
well, it's a lot of like.
People are active on there, though.
Yes, there's a,
you know what? I have used the switching thing. Like, oh, I got this. I want to switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're like, they're phenomenal. I look at them and I'm like, they're crushing it.
That's awesome. You know, where are they based in LA?
Oh, I forget.
But West Side?
Yeah, they're in the West Side.
West Side?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, I like that. I'm not all like on the crypto Bitcoin and all the blockchain stuff. A lot of my friends are. I mean, I have a friend who's raising.
What's the crypto have to do with? FabFitFun.
Well, because that's the hype in every city right now.
Oh,
everyone's
yeah,
on everyone's on blockchain.
We have Crypto Fridays.
By the way, I got a new startup I'm about to. It has AI, machine learning, blockchain, and we're doing our own token. FYI,
I can't tell you're being serious.
And it's but all we do is we're like WAG's competitor, so we're like Uber for dogs. But we need blockchain and we need AI and machine learning.
Are you being serious?
And
right
we have
now?
Our own
I can't tell if
doggy
you're
bone token
you're,
crypto.
No, you're joking. Now I'm so gullible that I was like, no, I can't tell. I can't. I'm so gullible. Like, I'm the best person to play a joke on because I'm like, really?
Yeah, I was just making a joke of the tech scene all just everywhere now. Yeah, I want to promote this book.
Okay.
A book that changed my life that I've read 3 times. Deepak Chopra.
Are you being serious right now?
No, this time I'm really being serious, actually.
Okay.
Because it's absolutely changed my life. Just to close out, I'm super passionate about this book and being an entrepreneur. I think we all are put on this earth and we try to accomplish our goals. And being an entrepreneur, you have to be driven. You have to manifest your own destiny.
Yeah.
You know, like Henry Ford's quote is, I'm the captain of my soul. No, I'm the captain. No, I'm the master of my fate. I'm the captain of my soul, right? So... I read Deepak Chopra. He's a big bestseller.
Yeah.
But I love him because he's not all about, oh, like the secret, you'll have lots of money, man. That's all BS to me. He references science and medicine within spirituality, which I love. And I'm very scientific. So a book that literally changed my life, and I'm on my 3rd time reading it. I think every entrepreneur should read this book because it will blow your effing mind because most entrepreneurs are really smart and technical.
Yeah.
Synchro Destiny.
Synchro Destiny.
It will blow your mind.
All right, done. Synchro Destiny.
Matching intention with the Heisenberg principle.
Yeah.
In wave particles. Forget about it.
Carl will include it in the show notes, as he will include Startup Grind Hollywood and FabFitFun.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, how can we connect with you and with Startup Grind Hollywood?
Awesome. You can connect with me. My Instagram is at JD Salbago, as well as my Twitter. Company's website is legionventures.biz. And then as far as Startup Grind Hollywood, you can connect with us on Instagram at Startup Grind Hwood because Instagram is tight with the characters. And then for the website, www.startupgrind.com/Hollywood.
And spell your name for us.
Oh, you could spell my name like JD Salbego.
So you know where to find JD on social. JD, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for all the pixie sticks. I'm running around like crazy.
You got it. If you want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, remember you can go to the We Are LA Tech private community Slack chat, wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. And remember to say hello on social at wearelatech on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.